Coach, you've had a couple of games here on the boys' side, you know, and certainly, you know, Atlanta didn't play great in the Novinger tournament, bounced back, beat Novinger. I've heard, and I figure Green City might be down a touch after Fields graduated, but I've heard from some that have seen the Gophers, including Mercer, that Green City's really tough, and you could verify that because the phrase that I use with the girls, they were a thorn in your side big time on Thursday night.
They were. You know, we definitely played right into their hand. We played fast when we shouldn't have, and, you know, they're really good. They execute, and they probably got one of the best transition offenses and of all classes around here. So, you know, definitely figuring out how to slow them down is always going to be a challenge.
It's a team that, you know, that if you want to get through districts this year, you're going to have to go through Green City. And, you know, as far as one seed, it probably doesn't help you that you lost to them head-to-head. But assuming that you see them in districts, did getting a look at them and what they have this year, how do you turn that into a positive for your team?
You know, this is the biggest thing that, you know, I thought that we played better than what we had prior years against Green City. You know, I feel like every year we struggle with Green City early on. You know, whether it's we have everybody back or it's completely new, we struggle. They do such a great job early in seasons of executing. So this gives us a great understanding of what we have to do to get better in order to be able to beat them when districts roll around.
Without having seen that game in person or seeing a film, I'm going to imagine that when you give up 79 points to a Green City, obviously, they're hitting some shots in the half court, but I'm going to guess that so much of it is you're making those live ball turnovers that Green City's good enough that they're just putting that into the hoop on a layup on the other end. Is it those live ball mistakes and turnovers that if you're going to play more competitively with them, you got to eliminate them from what you're doing?
It is, yeah. Live ball turnovers will kill you against Green City. They're so good at being active with their hands in the defense, and then once they get running, it's so hard to stop them. We all obviously had way too many turnovers that game, and you know, anytime you turn the ball over that many times against Green City, there's just nothing you can really do to come back from that much. So, you know, we know we're going to have to take care of the ball much better moving forward.
Now, without, you know, discussing kind of, you know, we can talk about, you know, Atlanta being tough and Green City being tough, but you're 3-2. Obviously, you want to develop a little bit more consistency. What are the things that you have a practice before going to Jamesport tomorrow, so a practice tonight, Coach? Well, what are the things that are kind of on your list that you want to talk about with the boys to try to develop some of that consistency that you're looking for?
I'm mainly taking care of the ball. I feel like we have everybody returning, so we should be doing a much better job, you know, taking care of the ball. You know, we've had the same starting point guard the past 3 years, so, you know, there's a lot of weight on Aiden Raines' shoulder to take care of the ball more, and, you know, Corbin's got to know that teams are going to come at him and blitz him from every different angle, so he's going to take care of it a little better. And, you know, and Zach Cross, we've expected him to take a much bigger jump this year, and that goes for taking care of the ball, looking to score. So, you know, we've got guys that have to take jumps that are still kind of working towards those jumps, but all in all, it's going to start with taking care of the ball and playing better defense.
This game tomorrow night is really interesting to me. Obviously, I know you and the boys are aware that there's a lot of chatter about Grundy being, at the very least, you know, one of the favorites in the HDC, if not the team to beat. But if you stub your toe against Tri-County, all that discussion, just, you know, people are going to look at it and say, well, Grundy's 0-1. So this is a huge game for you tomorrow night to try to get off to a good start in conference play.
It's a huge game, you know, I think. You know, we're not looking at favoritisms or matchup, really, as far as how we sit in the conference. You know, Wentz has dominated the conference for the past decade, so we know in order for us to win it, we're going to have to come out and play every game to our best abilities. You know, everybody's going to have guys that are going to ready to go, and, you know, I think everybody knows that Winston may be down just a little bit, so they see that their opportunity's there to win the conference. So we're not going to be able to take any nights off, and we've got to come out swinging on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you know this as well as I do, and I think Winston's probably down one or two touches, but they're still good. Yeah, they've probably gone from great to good, so they're still going to be very tough when they come to your place next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not expecting Winston to drop down too much. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Coach Lewis's legacy is going to run through that school for a long time. He's done a great job of building a program there, and, you know, just because there's a new coach there doesn't mean that legacy is gone. So we know that Winston's going to come ready to go to try to defend their conference title.
And from what I know, and I talk with Coach Lowry every Tuesday for Tri-County, that Mustang team, you know, one of the reasons I kind of, you know, mentioned that's a big game for your team is because Tri-County's much better this year. From what I've heard through the grapevine, this is one of the better Tri-County boys teams they've had in a number of years.
They are. They're much better. They've got a great, great senior leader over there. I know their coach has been there for quite a while now, so he's done a great job of building our program as well. You know, they've got one of the probably the better players in the conference. So, you know, anytime you have such a high-level player, if he gets going early, that's going to cause a lot of teams issues. So we're going to have to make sure that he doesn't get going early, force him to have a lot of tough shots and just make his life difficult tomorrow night.
You go to Mercer Friday, Coach. I do know that Meineke is a much better player as a sophomore than a freshman. You know, he has a year of experience. He's grown a little bit bigger and stronger. What else have you found out about Mercer? What kind of has your attention about the Cardinals Friday night?
You know, just that they're going to be ready to go. And I think, you know, Mercer understands as well that, you know, it's anybody's turn to win the conference, you know. So they're going to be ready to go. Like you said, Tyler's playing at a much higher level than he has before. So we're going to have to come in there and ready to go. They're going to be defending their home floor on a Friday night. Their fans and community is going to be there. We're just going to have to play great ball.
That is the head coach over at Grundy R5 and Newtown Harris in Ty Stillwell. Big week at Tri-County and at Mercer for the Panthers this week. Coach, congrats on the success from a week ago, and good luck this week as you start HDC play.
Thank you.